cases like that can be so refreshing. And that's what it's about. We've done wrong. We want to get it right. And so we go to that person, or that person comes to us, and one person is willing to ask for forgiveness. The other is just as willing to extend forgiveness. We're willing to embrace each other in love and sincerity. We're not just going through the motions. We are really, really being strengthened and encouraged and refreshed by this situation, this time of reconciliation, the removal of the hostility, replaced by peace in the relationship again. Oh, what a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful moment. But what about those times, though, when, as I was describing previously, we have a situation wherein someone has really done us wrong, and maybe they've done us wrong for years. And yes, that happens. Let's face it. There are people who spend years doing us wrong, pretending that they love us, telling us that they love us, when they know that they're working behind our backs to cause all kinds of problems for us. They're joining forces with other people who are trying to harm us. And all of them pretending like they love so much. And this goes on and on and on and on. And it doesn't matter to them that what they're doing to you also has an impact on your family. As a matter of fact, some of them are so depraved, so dark in their hearts, so dark in their souls, that knowing that they're harming, the harm they're doing you is also doing harm to your family members, just makes it that much better for them, because they know that they're inflicting pain directly and indirectly. And the pain, the harm is spreading. And because they're doing the work of their father, the devil, even though they may be praying and reading scriptures and all this other stuff, pretending like they're such godly people, they're doing the devil's bidding for him. They like the outcomes that they're going for and that they think are due, at least in part, to their wicked activities. And this just goes on and on. Not only do they never come to you and admit that they've sinned against you, but they keep sinning year in and year out. And yes, ladies and gentlemen, we know that there are plenty of people like that. Remember, no surprise to this, because Jesus told us, listen, he told us the parable of the sower and the weeds mixing in with the wheat, making it clear to us that the devil sows his seeds, the weeds, the same way that God sows his seed, the wheat. With the weeds being the hypocrites, the people who are the children of the devil, often pretending to be children of God. And then the wheat being the people who are the children of God, the real ones, the genuine. And you think, wow, man, you got all these folks who are doing all this stuff. And you got the people who go to church, say they love God, but they're racist. You got the people who go to church, say they love God, say they love everybody. And they're liars, they're slanderers, adulterers, you name it. This couple's been married for 22 years, and out of those 22 years, at least 16 of them, at least one of the spouses was unfaithful. How do we forgive the way Jesus forgave? The way God forgave? We're even told you forgive as God in Christ has forgiven you. You forgive as God has forgiven you. The same way. How? Okay? The same way the Lord Jesus did it. Power. 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 I told you we're talking about power now. And this is real talk about real life. Real talk about real Christian living. The folks who are pretenders, working so hard to do so much harm for the people who they know are sincere, followers of God, and they don't want them to do what God wants them to do. And so they partner with evil spirits to do what they can to stand in the way. And you know they're doing it. You know your spouse has been unfaithful. You know that these people could care less about what happens to you because of your ethnicity. How do we forgive the way God forgave us? How do we completely let people off the hook and care about them anyway? Let me take you to Ephesians chapter 3. And let's begin at verse 16. Ephesians chapter 3, beginning at verse 16. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, may have power together with all the saints to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us, to him be glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations, forever and ever. Amen. Did you notice how the Apostle Paul kept repeating love and power in that passage of Scripture? He kept bringing that up. Love, power, power, love. We forgive the way God forgave by loving the way God loves. And we love the way God loves by letting him fill us to overflowing with his power to love.